The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome once again to another exciting moment of investment education, empowerment for wealth, and economic analysis on this platform. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Today we are going to be giving you information that you most probably might not easily get on other platforms. I will be taking up Deolu Akinyemi. Deolu Akinyemi is the man that is everything about Deolu is money. I will go on a short break. When I return, I'm going to be taking off with Deolu. Don't change this channel. You just definitely will enjoy every bit of the program today.
Have you heard of Universal Insurance PLC? Universal Insurance PLC have been in existence in Nigeria since March 1961, and their services include general insurance like car insurance, marine insurance, oil and gas insurance, oil and special peril insurance, general accident insurance, and all insurance bonds. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services, hurry now and pick up your insurance with Universal Insurance PLC. With lots of exciting and amazingly upgraded services like embracing ICT and networking with a dynamic workforce, effective and efficient service delivery, broker friendly, and so much more. Universal Insurance PLC headquarter office is at number 8 Begada Expressway, Antony, Lagos, Nigeria. Or you visit our website www.universalinsurancepLC.com. Universal Insurance PLC, our word is our bond.
Welcome back. So please join me in welcoming Deolu Akinyemi. Deolu is a pastor, is an entrepreneur, is a nation builder. All right, Deolu, you are welcome.
Thank you very much, sir.
Digital currency in 2022. How has it been in that market? I can tell you the way it has been in this market, but how has it been in that market?
Okay, so I'll backtrack a little bit and just do a quick snapshot of 2021, because the foundation for 2022 was 2021. There's a list, a very interesting list I have, and I wish I had the list with me. I could show it on the screen, of 10 of the top gainers in 2021. And it shows in that table, you'll see what the token value was in January, February, March, April, May, all the way to December. And a token by the name Gala, for example, not the Gala we sell on the Express, but Gala last year, if you put $1,000 in Gala in January 1, 2021, by December, you will have $326,000. So we closed the year at 326.
But it was possible that one wouldn't have discovered Gala as at 1st of January 2020.
No, you could discover Gala, because if you follow the trends, you will know what is trending in the space. So last year was the year of gaming. It was the year of metaverse. It was the year of DeFi. It was the year. So if you deliberately, it was the year of blockchain protocols that were level 2. It was the year that if you...
So metaverse, we know that has to do with Facebook.
No. Facebook is trying to grab into a space that is bigger than Facebook. Yeah. So what's happening is metaverse is basically it's like a portal. It's like a world. It's like a universe that is online, where rather than you're going to the internet to browse pages, to see friends and like friends, you can actually log into a new world where you can see things in 3D. So it's the internet in 3D. You can, you know, put a goggle on, look around, meet people. The latest thing as of last year, they already made it possible for you to shake hands with somebody and you feel it physically where you are. You know that you shook hands with somebody in the metaverse. So the metaverse is about, you know, if you are involved in gaming, you see some of these children playing games where they are inside the laptop and they are seeing themselves and they can see their friends and they're doing those kind of things. Metaverse is basically taking that ecosystem, you know, to a whole new level. So what Facebook tried to do, was Facebook realizes that this is the future, and they're saying, you know what, this is what we want to be about. We're not just Web 2.0 for social interaction. We want to be the web where people can get to spend 8 hours in a day, you know, just saying, you know, I'm traveling, I'm going to the metaverse. I want to go and see my friends in the US. Everybody can connect in a particular place. People can be working in the metaverse. So essentially, it's a new world, essentially. So Facebook is just trying to, you know, be a key player in that space.
So what was the return on metaverse?
So tokens like Decentraland. Decentraland last year did 43X. So if you put $1,000 in, you will have $43,000 by the end of the year. If you got into Axie Infinity, which is a little bit of gaming, and Metaverse project as well. That one did about 183x. Meaning if you put $1,000 in, you have $183,000 by the end. Now, of course, all of this is very speculative.
Okay, Deolu, by the time you continue to say this, somebody will begin to salivate, including Aaron and Aaron that trade stocks actively. Meanwhile, 2021 has gone.
Yeah.
This is 2022.
So 2022, coming into 2022, we expected a little bit of a bearish year. So just the way it is in the stock market, you have bullish seasons and you have bearish seasons. In bearish seasons, you expect the value of the tokens to drop, you know, and go really low. So January, February was a little bit of a slow season. You know, you had Bitcoin coming as low as 39, 38. You had those ranges. You had a lot of things happening. But interestingly, from March, the markets began to have some very, very interesting recovery. You know, I have a little table here. This table doesn't go as far back as the beginning of March. But in the last 7 days, for example, Bitcoin has gained 4%. Ethereum has gained 11%. BNB has gained 7.4%. Solana has gained 32%. Luna has gained 24%. So the market seems to be having a quarter one ending bullish spike. So a lot of tokens are gaining value. This year looks like an interesting year. Personally, I expected that this year will be the year to buy, the year to do what they call DCA. Just buy a little every now and then, because this year is supposed to be a really, really bullish year. But, you know, I think this war in Russia and Ukraine is creating some interesting dimensions, even in this market, that may end up making it a bullish year after all.
How? Because again, normally, when there is war,
yeah,
things shouldn't be bullish. Things should be bearish. Mm. So why do you expect that the digital currency market will be better?
Okay. So what I see happening with this war is...
when people are expecting or are afraid that this thing may snowball to the third world war.
So yes, typically in war, the dynamics are very different. But what's happening with this is, it's looking... war is bad, you know, but it's looking different. And I'll tell you what I mean. So right now, the first major move in this entire episode was that Russia was locked off SWIFT. So Russia does not now have access to the normal financial systems that they would normally use. So Russia begins to have talks with China to say, you know, I can't access this way. I'm one of the major producers of oil. Can we have an alliance? Now, what's going on is, if Russia can no longer gain access to finances that way, and he needs to sell what he has, there will need to be other means of exchange. Now, cryptocurrencies have always been another means of exchange. Okay? I see a lot of, on a lot of websites today, I see also on the other side, donate to Ukraine. What's the easiest way to donate to Ukraine? What's the easiest way to get, you know, funds to these parties? It's, you know, it's digital currencies. So essentially, it's creating a, the moment people become unsure of the regular standard ways of dealing, they begin to ask, what else can I do to secure myself? I don't know how this is going to be. So there's a school of thought that says this whole play was basically pushing America and the West to a point where they will block China, Russia from SWIFT. Russia will form an alliance
with China.
Petrol will no longer be rated in dollars. And all of that will create a spike that basically frees the world from this long-term hold of a petrol denominated in dollars. Now, if that plays out, and dollar doesn't become the strong currency it is anymore, people will look for, okay, what are the alternatives? Yuan, okay, of course, it's already gaining ground in Africa and a few other places as well. The cryptocurrency and digital space always hold like a middle layer for if you want to do anything. So essentially, I see, you know, people are feeling, okay, how do I keep how do I store my wealth? Do I store my wealth in dollars? What's going to happen? Do I store my wealth in gold? What's going to happen? Or do I keep it in a space where I know adoption is still very low? And what drives value is adoption. So I tell people, 13 years ago, one Bitcoin was like one Naira. The first transaction in Bitcoin was 10,000 Bitcoin to buy one pizza. You know, I assume, let's even imagine it's Chairman Pizza. It's 1,000 Naira. It means one Bitcoin, one Naira. Today, Bitcoin is 27 million. That means in 13 years, it has done 27 million Naira. It has done 27 million X. So an adoption is still very, very small. So where do I want to keep my resources? Do I keep it in what I'm not sure what's going to be? Or do I keep it where I know that if it gains 10%, 20% more adoption, the value of what I have can become phenomenal?
Now, Deolu, how do I go to ensure that I make the best of returns in digital currency this year? What platforms are you looking at? Just to round off.
Okay, so what I would say is, the same way we do in stocks, you want to balance your portfolio. You don't put all your eggs in one basket, except you're controlling that basket with your life. So you want to have, you know, a little here, a little there. There are a number of platforms.
Please, let's get your number. You need to speak with Deolu. And we've been talking about digital currency. Deolu is very busy. The last time I called him, he told me he was in Port Harcourt. Sometimes he could be in Canada and everywhere. It is only me that is a Nigerian born.
I'm following that.
Will he try and put events together so that we can even add face to all that we do? Place your number, the one that you know you will be available and your people will be available.
0904-247-447-4425.
Another one. Okay, this one is good enough.
This one is good.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to read it out. 0904-0904-2474-425-425-0904-2474-425. All right, to round off, where do I start? What combination do I use? What is the risk element? What are you projecting to end this year? I want you to mention the one that can say, okay, you put one coin and then you can get like 40-something thousand at the end of the year.
Okay, so in the cryptocurrency space, we always have a terminology we call DYOR, which is do your own research. Mm. And that's basically not to get anybody responsible for your own, for the success you make and the failures you make as well. Things go very bullish, things can go very sour as well. So if I want to say, what am I looking at? You know, which tokens am I looking at? Where am I thinking I should keep value? So personally, this is, I'll just give you three key, you know, tokens in my own portfolio that I'm really paying attention to. So I think Solana is very early in the game. Solana is currently about $135 a token. I think it still has a lot of runway in front of it. Solana is like a blockchain project as well, on the same level with Ethereum. They're trying to compete with Ethereum, so only they're faster and the fees are cheaper. So there's a lot that can happen there. Number two, I have my eyes in the metaverse space. I have my eyes on Blocktopia. Blocktopia is a new metaverse project that basically has 21 floors of space, and different blockchain projects are already getting accommodation in that space. I am currently getting some rent, you know, from some property I own inside that metaverse. So you can have all those kind of things happening there as well. So Blocktopia is something that I will look at and say, okay, what's going on here? And then, of course, number three, I'm looking very, very interestingly at a project called Pulse X. Okay, Pulse X is the brainchild of a very innovative guy on the blockchain space. I find him very courageous, very bold. He's done some very interesting things. The token he launched 2 years ago did 10,000x. So literally, if you put $100 2 years ago, you'll be $1 million now. So he's projecting this particular project called Pulse X. And Pulse X is supposed to be an innovation that says, you know what, Ethereum is too expensive, Ethereum is charging so much fees. We want to be able to have people pay very low fees on the blockchain. So he created a token called Pulse Chain, and then he created something on Pulse Chain called Pulse X, which is supposed to help people swap the tokens that they had on Ethereum into this new platform. Now, if all of what I'm saying to you sounds like Greek, it's expected. It can sound like Greek. What you need to do is plug in into a space where you can get to learn. And one of the things we do is we build small communities to teach people, to train people, to give them insights on what they need to know.
And all those things could be achieved via the number you have given.
Yes, so via that number, just send a WhatsApp message and say, okay, I'm interested in joining the community. I want to participate in this. I think we need to organize a training. Me and you organize a training. You know, let's spend 3 days.
Before I allow you to go, because our time is fast spent, now, what is the relationship between, or the difference, or which one is superior? Forex, digital currency.
Okay. So in my own view, my own educated opinion, Forex is like, if Forex was a house, then cryptocurrency would be like 500 estates.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have said it. All right. Let me release you. Okay. Well, I want to say a very big thank you to Deolu for making it here today. Thank you so much to you for staying tuned. We've got to go. But we'll be here again the same time, the same station, next week. Until then, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. Abayomi Obabolujo. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the month.